Welcome to this first session on worship. My name is Lamar Boschman.
Bajang sumbing di dalam bagian sesi ngawitan mengenai penyembahan. Nami abdi nyaita Lamar Boschman.
There's a tremendous revival of the Holy Spirit in praise and worship.
Yaita kebangunan rohani anu dahsyat kiras suci tina pujian sana penyembahan.
Around the world, Christians are experiencing His presence.
Di sakula dunia, jalmi-jalmi Kristen ngarauskan ayana Gusti Allah.
And in this session, we want to discover how to become a worshiper.
Kalau dalam sesi ini, orang bakal terang kumaha carana janten seorang penyembah.
There's so many things we want to share.
Terpisah anu bade didugikeun.
So let's begin.
Pergi itu mangga orang ngawitan.
There's a renewal of worship happening in believers everywhere.
Aya hiji pembaruan penyembahan dina kajantenan di antawis jalmi-jalmi percanten di mana bae.
Every Christian is discovering the necessity to be a wholehearted worshiper.
Orang Kristen pada uninga kumaha prayogi janten seorang penyembahan SHS itu.
And how to develop a lifestyle of worship.
Dan kumaha carana ngembangkeun gaya hirup penyembahan.
How to maintain that lifestyle and not just do worship.
Kumaha miara gaya hirup sareng sanes mung saukur ngalakukeun penyembahan.
God wants us to be worshipers and not do worship only.
Jalami kahoyong urang sareng janten penyembah-penyembah sareng sanes mung janten penyembah unggul.
There is a difference, isn't there?
Aya hiji perbentenan sanes kitu.
Worship begins with the individual.
Penyembahan dingawitan secara pribadi.
It doesn't come from musical instruments.
Ieu sanes ti alat-alat musik.
It doesn't come from the praise band.
Oke sanes ti kawitan tina band pujian.
Worship does not begin on the platform.
Nyembahan oke henteu dikawitan di luhur panggung.
Or from a congregation.
Oke sanes tina hiji kongregasi.
It begins from individual hearts.
Kawitan tina manah pribadi.
The heart is the genesis of worship.
Nyembahan ngawitanana tina manah.
God's more interested in the condition of people's hearts than in the position of their hands.
Pecala langgung katarik kana kondisi jalmi tibatan kana posisi panangan aranjeuna.
He's more interested in the inward attitude of worship than the outward expression of worship.
Anjeuna langgung katarik kana sikap penyembahan dilebet tibatan penyembahan anu di luar.
Because God looks on the heart.
Umargi Gusti Allah ningali mana.
I remember when I became a worshiper.
Abdi imut waktos abdi janten seorang penyembah.
Prior to that I was just a Christian musician.
Tatacan abi janten seorang pemusik Kristen.
I love to play and sing my guitar to the Lord.
Abi seneng mainin gitar sareng ngawih kangge Gusti Allah.
I love to magnify and bless His name.
Abi seneng ngagungkeun sareng muji anjeunna.
But one day I went to a worship seminar like this one.
Tetapi dina hiji dinten abi ngahadiran hiji seminar penyembahan.
And I heard what the Bible said about music and praise and worship.
Abi ngadangu dicaraskeun dina Alkitab ngeunaan musik pujian sareng penyembahan.
And I was transformed.
Abi diubah.
Into a wholehearted worshiper.
Janten saurang penyembah sapinuh hate.
No longer was I just a Christian musician.
Dalam iti harita abdi mung janten saurang pamusik Kristen.
But I was a worshiper.
Tapi abdi saurang penyembah.
I had a revelation of what it was.
Abdi ngangkat Tuhan wahyu.
To use my music to praise and magnify the Lord.
Kanggo ngagunakeun musik ngamulyakeun sareng ngagungkeun Gusti Allah.
And God's looking for worshipers.
Gusti Allah nuju milarian penyembah-penyembah.
In John chapter 4 verse 23.
Nah, Yohanes pasal 4 ayat nu ka 23.
It tells us what God is looking for.
Ieu masian terang ka urang naon anu ku Gusti
dipanya. The hour cometh and now is when the genuine worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him.
Waktosna bakal dongkap sareng tos dongkap yen penyembah-penyembah anu leres bade nyembah Rama dilebet roh sareng pebenaran anu sapertos kitu anu dipikahoyong ku Rama dina penyembahan.
God's not just looking for worship, He's looking for worshipers.
Gusti Allah henteu mung milari anu nyembah, anjeunna nuju milari penyembah-penyembah.
People who will magnify and bless the Lord.
Jalmi-jalmi anu ngagungkeun sareng muji Gusti.
If He just wanted the mechanical aspects of expressions of worship.
Umpami mantana mung mikahoyong segi mekanis tina ungkapan penyembahan.
He would have made us puppets.
Anjeunna bakal ngajanten ke urang konika-konika.
But God wants people who will worship Him.
Gusti Allah mikahoyong jalmi-jalmi anu bade nyembah anjeunna.
The Bible says He's looking for such people who will worship
Him. Kita nyaruskeun yen anjeunna nu jemilaran jalmi-jalmi anu sapertos kitu nu bari nyembah anjeunna.
Who will give Him thanks and bless His name.
Nu bari muji syukur ka anjeunna sareng muji asman mantenna.
The Bible says, I exhort you therefore, brethren, in Romans 12:1.
Kita nyaruskeun ku sapeta dulur-dulur tina Roma 12 ayat ka hiji.
To offer your very selves to Him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship.
Sebab Allah sakitu murah asin, aka orang abdi menta karanjen, ngat baktikan diri, jadikan kurban hirup, kumawula kemantena, kuruk itu ibadah teh kakala benar.
We present ourselves to God.
Orang masihkan diri orang kemantena.
Not just our songs.
Dan mongsa ukur pujian orang.
Not just our vocal expressions.
Dan mongsa ukur suanten orang.
Not just our lifted hands.
Dan mongka panangan-panangan yang diangkat.
We're to give our whole selves.
Orang masihan segembleng nama
orang. The Bible says, that's a living sacrifice of worship.
Kita nyaroskeun eta teh persembahan anu hirup di hiji penyembahan.
Another thing we find out in becoming a worshiper,
rasana nu kapandak tina tenten saurang penyembah,
is that praise and worship is to be continual.
Eta yen penyembahan sareng pujian ras.
Hebrews 13:15.
Ibrani 13 ayat 15.
It says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually.
Teroskeun kumar kitu hayu urang kumargi anjeunna salawasna masihkeun kurban syukur ka Gusti Allah.
It doesn't say to praise him with your lips on weekends.
Jadi teroskeun ngangge muji mantena ku lambai saderek dina akhir pekan.
Or when you go to your church building.
Tanapi waktu saderek angkat ke gedung gereja
saderek. When you gather with the other brothers and sisters.
Waktu saderek kumpul sareng sanesna.
No, the Bible says offer this praise to God all the time.
Kitab nyarekeun yen persembahan pujian teh kanggo Gusti Allah setiap waktu.
So praise and prayer are to be done without ceasing.
Dan pujian sareng doa teh dilaksanakeun henteu liren-liren.
Not as an activity in a program.
Dan mangrupi hiji kegiatan dina lebet hiji program.
But as a way of life.
Namun kedah janten gaya hirup urang.
I will sing each morning about your power and your mercy, it says in Psalm 59:16.
Kita puji unggal injing ngenaan kakiatan Gusti sarengkanya kasetian Gusti seperti dicaruskan dina Mazmur 58 ayat 17.
How many of us sing to the Lord every morning?
Berasa di antawis orang anu muji Gusti tiap injing.
How many of us praise Him continually?
Berasa di antawis orang anu muji anjena teras-terasan.
See, that's how you know you're a worshiper, because that's what you do for a living.
Muacara sarek terang yang sarek teh seorang penyembah. Kumar kita lakukan kangge kehidupan.
You worship and magnify Him continually.
Tadak nyembah sareng ngagungkeun anjeunna teras-terasan.
Why would we not worship Him?
Kunaon urang teu nyembah kamantena?
Has He gone on vacation?
Aha anjeunna nuju liburan?
Has He left you desolate?
Aha anjeunna ngantunkeun sareng
nyarita? Has He forgotten about you?
Aha anjeunna hilap ka sareng?
God never changes.
Gusti Allah teu pernah robah.
So He never changes His attitude toward you.
Tentana anjeunna teu pernah ngarobah sikepna ka saderek.
If He loved you when you got saved.
Pami anjeunna mikasih saderek waktu saderek diselametkeun.
He still loves you now.
Anjeunna masih mikasih ka saderek dugi ka
anjeunna. He hasn't changed His thoughts toward you.
Anjeunna teu ngarobi emutanana ka saderek.
So why do we stop worshiping Him?
Tentana ha urang kedah liren nyembah anjeunna.
Just because we had a bad hair day or something?
Kumargi dinten urang kirang bingah atanapi kumargi aya masalah.
Just because we don't feel very good about ourselves?
Kumargi kuparaosan urang nu kirang merenah.
He still sits on the throne.
Anjeunna masih linggih di tahta.
He still rules.
Anjeunna masih merentah.
He still has all things in control.
Anjeunna masih ngandalian segala rupi.
Therefore we must worship Him continually.
Kumargi eta urang kedah nyembah anjeunna teras-terasan.
If He was worthy, then He is always worthy.
Pami anjeunna berharga, anjeunna pasti saterasna berharga.
Therefore our praise should not ever cease.
Kumaha eta pujian urang sakedahna henteu kantos liren.
Every day will I bless Thee, David said.
Unggal dinten abdi bade muji ka anjeunna Saur Daud.
And I'll praise Your name forever and ever.
Abdi bade muji panjenengan Gusti salamina.
You can sense the heart of a worshiper there, can't you?
Rek tiasa ngaraoskeun manah saurang penyembah di ditu.
See, David didn't worship just when he went to the temple or to the tent of David.
Nyali Daud henteu nyembah mung waktos anjeunna angkat ka bait suci atanapi ka kemah Daud.
David worshiped on the backside of the desert looking after the sheep.
Daud nyembah di pangkeureun padang gurun bari ngajagi domba-domba.
David worshiped during the day and during the night time.
Daud nyembah dina waktos siang sareng wengi.
So when he became king, why wouldn't he worship?
Nah, waktos anjeunna janten raja, nah anjeunna
henteu nyembah. When Saul was chasing him to kill him, why wouldn't he worship?
Saul ngudak kanggo matenina, naha anjeunna henteu nyembah.
That's what David was a worshiper.
Yeuh ku Daud dilakukeun saurang penyembah.
It wasn't an attitude he put on Sunday.
Sikap teh sanes dilaksanakeun tiap dinten Minggu.
It was the way he was.
Yeuh teh tos janten kabiasaan anjeunna.
The Bible says David had a heart after God.
Akhtapnya rezekian Daud, kamanahku Allah.
Now, when and how we praise Him does not depend on our environment.
Enten henta priyoki iraha sarang kumaha urang muji anjena henta gumantung kana lingkungan urang.
It doesn't depend on our current situation.
Henta gumantung kana kaayaan urang ayeuna.
We don't praise Him just when we got a raise.
Urang henta muji anjena pedah baik gaji urang naik.
We don't praise Him when we have a whole lot of money.
Urang henta muji anjena pedah urang nuju seueur artos.
We don't praise Him only when we have a lot to eat.
Urang henta muji anjena pedah nuju seueur tuangan.
We praise Him when there's nothing in the cupboard.
Orang muji anjena waktos tegaduh nanaun.
And there's no money in our pocket.
Orang teu aya artos.
Because He's King.
Umargi anjena raja.
He died for me.
Anjena pupus kangge abdi.
Therefore it requires that I worship Him.
Markitu ieu teh syaratna abdi nyembah anjena.
I think of the scripture in Habakkuk.
Abdi ngimutan pangadika ku sidina Habakkuk.
Chapter 3 verse 17 and 18.
Pasal 3 ayat 17 sareng 18.
17 and 18.
Ayat 17 sareng 18.
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit beyond the vines,
acan ara teu baruahan tangkal anggur taya anggurna,
the produce of the oil fail and the fields yield no food,
acan panen janten gagal jeung di huma taya pelak gandum,
the flock be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls,
acan domba kabeh parae kandang sapi karosong.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Kaula moal weleh suka jeung
Tuhan. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Sabab aya pangeran Allah juru selamat kaula.
Two things I discover in that verse.
Dua hal nu ku ati kapetik dina ayat itu.
Now in our society,
dina masyarakat urang ayeuna,
we can get laid off our jobs.
Urang tiasa di PHK tina padamelan urang.
We can have no food in the cupboard or in the fridge.
Urang tiasa teu ngagaduhan tuangan dina lemari atanapi tina kulkas.
And those things alone cause some people to stop worshiping God.
Kumargi hal-hal eta bae tiasa ngajantan kana urang liren henteu nyembah ka Gusti Allah.
But the Bible says though all that may happen.
Among Alkitab nyarioskeun yeun umpami eta sadaya tiasa kajantenan.
Yet,
tapi
I will praise the Lord.
Abdi bade muji Allah.
And not just praise Him.
Sareng sanes mong saukur muji Gusti bae.
But rejoice in Him.
Among bade suka punga di lebet Gusti.
Now that doesn't make any sense.
Ieu henteu lebet di akal.
Does it make sense to our natural mind?
Ieu henteu lebet akal umumna mah.
But it's a kingdom principle.
Mong ieu teh prinsip kerajaan.
It's a principle in God's kingdom.
Eta hiji prinsip tina kerajaan Gusti.
That when we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, we're supposed to rejoice.
Waktu orang dianiaya kumaki bebenaran, orang dikedahkan kangge suka bunga.
And when we have no food in the refrigerator,
orang waktu orang tegaduh tuangan.
And no money in our pockets,
orang tegaduh artos.
Yet we're to rejoice in the Lord.
Nyaoke sapertos kitu orang tetap suka bunga di debat Gusti.
How much more when things do go well.
Langkung-langkung bami jalan urang nuju mulus.
So in other words, it's a lifestyle.
Dengan cek paribasa ieu teh hiji gaya hidup.
We must praise Him regardless of circumstances or how we feel.
Urang kedah muji anjeunna henteu ningali kaayaan atanapi kumaha paraosan urang.
Because our worship isn't based on our feelings.
Kumaha penyembahan urang henteu dumasar kana paraosan-paraosan urang.
My feelings go up and down.
Paraosan abdi tiasa rugi.
I feel good, I feel bad.
Abdi ngaraos tenang, abdi ngaraos tetenang.
I feel happy, I feel sad.
Abdi ngaraos bingah, abdi ngaraos sedih.
But I must always be consistent in my worship.
Mengabdi kedah satresna gaduh pampadegan kanggo penyembahan abdi.
And those Christians who are mature worshipers.
Jalmi-jalmi Kristen sapertos kitu eta teh penyembah-penyembah anu dewasa.
Amen.
Amin.
So let it be.
Sing jantan sapertos kitu.
The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
Alkitab nyarioskeun tina 1 Tesalonika pasal 5 ayat ka-18.
In everything give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Tarimakeun rejeng syukur sagala anu tumiba kitu aranjeun teh diperihna ku Allah ari arnut ka Kristus Yesus mah.
In how many things?
Tina sabaraha perkara?
In everything.
Dina perkara naon bae?
In every situation.
Dina kaayaan naon bae?
In every circumstance.
Na segala kaayaan.
We're to give thanks.
Urang kudu ngucap syukur.
For this is God's will.
Eta kahoyong Gusti.
I don't feel good about that.
Abdi ngaros teu tenang ngeunaan
hal eta. It doesn't make me feel better.
Ya henteu ngadamel ka abdi
langsung. But I will do it in obedience to Him.
Abdi bade ngalaksanakeun di lebet kataatan ka
mangkana. Because this is the will of Christ concerning you.
Margi eta kahoyong Kristus kangge saderek.
The first step in establishing a consistent praise life is to make the decision, I will.
Maka anu ngawitannya etang bangun hiji kahirupan muci anu teras-terasan kage nyandak hiji keputusan yen abdi
kersa. I will praise the Lord.
Abdi pada muci Gusti.
Whether I feel like it or not.
Abdi ngaraos pinga hata nabi hente.
The next is that praise is to be private as well as public.
Rajangnanya eta yen pujian dilakukan pribadi oge sareng jemaat.
Many of us can worship the Lord in public meetings.
Siantawis orang aya anu nyembah Gusti anu dina kebaktian.
When the music is playing.
Waktos musik ditabuh.
And a lot of people are there.
Sareng nuju seueur jalmi di dinya.
And the pastor or the worship leader is encouraging us to sing.
Sareng pendeta atanapi para pemimpin pujian ngadorong urang kagin nyanyi.
And we feel the pressure to praise the Lord.
Sareng urang ngaros aya tekanan kagin muji Gusti.
Though we want to.
Tanos teh hoyong.
However, do we do it the rest of our life?
Kumabae naha urang bade ngalakukeun ieu sapanjang sesa hayup
urang? Do we worship in our private times as well as our public times?
Naha urang nyembah di waktos urang pribadi atanapi waktos urang ibadah umum?
The Bible says to praise him aloud on the beds, our beds.
Alkitab nyarioskeun kangge muji anjeunna ku suanten di tempat kulem urang.
Yeah, that's in Psalm 149, verse 5.
Mohon, ia ayat dina Mazmur pasal 148 ayat 5.
Let the saints sing for joy upon their beds.
Umat Allah mangka gembira lantaran kesejaya.
We're to praise him in our bedrooms.
Mangka keras serta nyaranyi sapeting ceput.
We're to praise him on the job.
Orang muji anjeunna waktos di dameul.
We're to praise him in the street.
Orang muji anjeunna waktos di jalan.
We're to praise him in the church.
Orang muji anjeunna di gereja.
We're to praise him in the school.
Orang muji anjeunna di sakola.
We're to praise him at night and praise him in the daytime.
Orang muji anjeunna waktos wangi sareng muji anjeunna waktos siang.
We're to praise him all day long.
Orang muji anjeunna sapanjang waktos.
You see, the issue is not where and how or where and why, pardon me, where and when to praise the Lord.
Sek ningali masalahna sanes di mana sareng iraha muji Gusti.
But who and how?
Nanging saha sareng di mana?
In John chapter 4 verse 23,
dina Yohanes pasal 4 ayat 23,
the woman at the well who's talking to Jesus about worship.
Saurang istri di caket sumur nuju nyarios ka Yesus ngenaan penyembahan.
Tries to tell him that, well, you Jews say that in Jerusalem we're to worship the Lord.
Sanyeros ka anjeunna, maraneh urang Yahudi ngomongkeun yen Yerusalem teh tempat penyembahan.
But we worship the Lord in this mountain.
Nanging urang sadayana nyembah Gusti di gunung ieu.
And Jesus got to the real issue of worship.
Sareng Yesus kenging masalah nu nyata ngeunaan penyembahan.
It doesn't matter whether you worship there or here, he said. Because the location of worship isn't important.
Margi masalah tempat tercantum soal ente penting.
What's important?
Ente penting.
Is that we worship him the way he wants us to.
Kan orang nyembah anjeunna saliu sareng nu dipikahoyongku anjeunna sapados ku urang.
He wants us to understand the main concern.
Anjeunna hoyong urang ngartos kaperhatosan anjeunna nu utama.
That we're to worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
Kan urang nyembah anjeunna ku roh sareng kebenaran.
And God is looking for these kind of people to worship him.
Sareng Gusti Allah nu jemilarian jalmi-jalmi sapados kieu kangge nyembah anjeunna.
For God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
Kada nyembah anjeunna di lebet roh sareng bebeneran.
Now I believe that means with the emotion.
Ena abi percantan anu dimaksudnya eta ku emosi.
Spirited worship.
Nyembah di lebet roh.
And in the Holy Spirit as well.
Sareng di lebet roh suci.
But also in truth.
Ngoge ya di lebet bebeneran.
In reality.
Dilebet kenyataan.
In honesty.
Dilebet kejujuran.
He wants us to be transparent before him.
Anjeunna mikahoyong sabaras urang transparan dina payuneunanna.
But the Lord says it's not where you worship, but it's how you worship.
Nanging sareng Gusti sanes di mana maneh nyembah nanging kumaha maneh nyembah.
You see, we're temples of the Holy Spirit.
Aranjeunna teh bait-bait roh suci.
And if we're temples of the Holy Spirit,
then
worship is to go on inside these temples.
Dan penyembahan tanya eta lebet ka lebetna bait-bait ieu.
You see, you are more a temple of the Holy Spirit than the building that you're in.
Sadarek teh hiji Petrus suci langkung-langkung tibatan gedung di mana sadarek aya di lebetna.
You're a temple of worship more than your church building is.
Sadarek teh hiji bait panyembahan langkung-langkung tibatan gedung gereja.
Because Jesus taught that we are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Umat Yesus ngajarkeun yen urang teh bait Petrus suci.
And out of our belly, out of our belly will come rivers of living water.
Luar patuangan urang bakal kaluar walungan cai kehidupan.
This he spoke of the Holy Spirit. And so, we're not a building made of brick or stone. We're a building made of flesh. We're mobile temples of the Holy Spirit. We can move around. You see, we have legs.
Kurang agak Tuhan suku.
We're portable.
Ambil pisan ulah alih.
We can move.
Tiasa gerak.
So everywhere we go,
tentang ke mana wae orang angkat,
worship is in order.
Penyembahan kada dilaksanakeun.
Isn't that revelation?
Eta sanes wahyu tea.
So whether I go on the streets,
tentang naha abdi kedah angkat ka jalan-jalan.
Or whether I go to school.
Atanapi abdi kedah angkat ka sakola.
Or whether I go to work.
Tuju angkat di dame.
It doesn't matter.
Eta handak jadi masalah.
A temple of worship just walk there.
Jadi baik penyembahan kantun jalan baik ka ditu.
So in that place, spirit worship is in order.
Kantun di tempat eta penyembahan di lebet roh di dame.
Just think what would happen.
Anu bakal kajantenan.
If every believer
worshiped
the Lord in public.
Nyembah ka Gusti di payunan umum.
What a testimony.
Kebakat jantan hiji kasaksian.
Around the world, 11 million Christians last year marched for Jesus.
Sakadunya aya 11 juta jalmi urang Kristen ngabaris kanggo Yesus.
11 million believers began to worship and magnify God in public.
11 juta jalmi nu percanten ngawitan nyembah sareng agungkeun Gusti Allah di payun umum.
They got out from behind the four walls of their church.
Karena kaluar tina opat dinding gereja maranena.
Where we worship in secret.
Mana maranena nyembah secara rerencepan.
Somebody might discover us.
Mungkin bae aya salah saurang anu kenal ka urang.
What do you think, we're secret agents of praise and worship?
Urang yeuh teh mangrupi agen-agen rahasia pujian sareng penyembahan?
No.
Sanes.
God wants us to show forth the praises of our God.
Who
called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Temples of worship are to worship all the time. Everywhere they go. Isn't that great? That's revelation for me. God wants you to be a living temple. For the presence and power of God. Worshipping as a lifestyle. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse
1.
I will bless the Lord at all times. And His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Not only in my heart. In my mouth. Some believers feel that, well, I'm a quiet person, so I'll just worship quietly. I'll just worship God in my heart. And God sees my heart. Therefore He knows how much I love
Him.
Now that's true. God does see your heart. God knows how much you love Him. But the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It praises. It magnifies and blesses God. So if we're so full of love for Jesus, it'll come out. People will discover that you're a worshiper. People will discover that you love Him and you're praising Him. You can't keep it shut up. You can't keep it locked up. Praise Him. It'll come out. Now here's some perspectives of a true worshiper.
Ini ada beberapa pandangan di seorang penyembah sejati.
Worshippers spend time in God's presence.
Penyembah-penyembah ngaluangkeun waktu supados aya hadirat Gusti.
Worshippers want to draw close to God.
Aranjeun masian waktu kumarki hoyong caket sareng Gusti.
They devote time to intimate communion with the Lord.
Aranjeun masian waktu kangge dalit sareng Gusti.
The more we as worshippers worship,
langkung seueur urang janten salaku penyembah-penyembah,
the more we encounter God,
langkung caket urang sareng Gusti.
And the more we encounter God, the more we want to worship.
Langkung caket urang sareng Gusti, langkung kiat urang hoyong nyembah.
It's contagious.
Ia nular.
It grows.
Ia tumubuh.
We can't get enough of Him.
Urang ngaraos henteu cekap caket sareng Gusti.
He means so much to us.
Anjeunna langkung berarti kanggo urang.
Worshippers try to please the Lord in all that they do.
Penyembah-penyembah usahakeun nyenangkeun Gusti tina sadaya anu nu ku aranjeunna dilakukeun.
That's why it says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 or verse 31.
Ya sababna dijaroskeun tina 1 Korinta pasal 10 ayat 31.
So then whenever you eat or drink or whatever you may do, do all for the honor and glory of God.
Di mana marane barang dahar jeung digawe kanggo kamulyaan Allah.
Do everything to magnify and praise His name.
Lakukan setiap hal kanggo ngaluhungkeun sareng muji asmana.
Worshippers try to please the Lord.
Nyarembah teh usaha kanggo nyenangkeun Gusti.
Worshippers are wholehearted.
Nyarembah teh ngalaksanakeunana sapinu hate.
They're not half-hearted, they're wholehearted.
Aranjeunna henteu satengah hate tapi ku sagemblengna hate.
You see, the Bible says in Luke 10:27.
Terek ningali tina Alkitab, tina Lukas pasal 10 ayat 27.
That
Darius,
we're to love God with all our heart.
Dan urang mika asih Gusti ku sapinu hati urang.
With all of our mind, soul, and strength.
Sapinu imutan jiwa sarang kekiatan urang.
And love our neighbor as ourselves.
Mika asih sesama sapertos urang mika asih diri urang nyagera.
So that scripture is a worship scripture.
Dan pangandika eta teh nyaeta hiji pangandika penyembahan.
That scripture is the first and greatest commandment.
Pangandika eta teh nyaeta hiji perintah anu utama sareng pangutamana.
And when God says we must love the Lord with all of our heart, what do you think that means?
Pasti Allah nyarios yen urang kedami ka asih Gusti sapinuh hate urang imutan sadaya kana
naon? A little praise will be enough for Him?
Kedek pujian naha baris cekap kanggo anjeunna?
I don't think so.
Patanapi teu kitu.
When He says wholehearted, I believe He wants intense worship.
Atas anjeunna nyaeros sapinuh hate, abdi percanten anjeunna mika hoyong
penyembah. He wants worshippers who will give their most.
Anjeunna mika hoyong penyembah-penyembah anu kersa masian anu laku.
And give their best.
Sareng masian anu paling sae ti anjeunna.
Isn't He our greatest personality in our life?
Ha, anjeunna teh hiji pribadi anu luhung di lebet hirup urang.
We should give Him more praise than we give our wife.
Karena masihan ka anjeunna langkung sae tibatan masihan pujian ka
istri. We should give Him more than we give our boss.
Rasa karena masihan ka aranya langkung tibatan ka dudungan urang.
Or our president or prime minister.
Presiden atau nabi perdana menteri urang.
He's our Lord.
Anjeunna teh Gusti urang.
And our Savior.
Juru selamat urang.
And the Bible says great is the Lord.
Alkitab nyaroskeun Gusti teh luhung.
And greatly He's to be praised.
Sareng pantes dipuji.
Not a little bit.
Sareng mung sagedeg bae.
We're to praise Him equal to His greatness.
Orang muji anjeunna salalu sareng kaagunganna.
Now how great is God?
Enten sakumaha kaagungan Gusti.
Just imagine how awesome and outstanding He is.
Hayangkeun matak ngagetkeun sareng oge hebat.
Okay, now praise Him the same way. Go ahead.
Ayeuna geura puji anjeunna sapertos kitu teraskeun.
How can you do that?
Masa rek tiasa ngalakukeunana. Ya mustahil.
How could you praise Him equal to His greatness?
Masa rek tiasa muji anjeunna salalu sareng kaagunganna.
But the Bible says praise Him according to His excellent greatness.
Hayang Alkitab nyaroskeun geura puji anjeunna salalu sareng kaagunganna.
Now I'm going to spend the rest of my life spending my strength to worship and praise Him.
Dipada ngagunakeun sisa hirup abdi sareng kakiatan abdi kangge nyembah sareng muji anjeunna.
How about you?
Kumaha sareng sadere?
Amen.
Amin.
We must love God with all our heart.
Urang kedami kasih Gusti ka
tapi urang. That's given Him everything.
Kemasian kanjeunna sagalana.
Wholehearted worshippers are unreasonable in their lavish veneration.
Arambah sapinuh hate henteu etangan dina pamujaan aranjeunna nu ngalimpah.
Worshippers are excessive and extravagant.
Nyarembah masian langkung sareng luar biasa.
You see, my pastor tells me that I'm not extravagant enough toward my wife.
Ada terang pendeta masihan terang yang abdi ento mahir ka istri.
Well, that concerns me a little bit.
Ya ngajantankan abdi saketik
prihatin. It make me feel very good about myself.
Ya ngajantankan abdi ngaraos diri.
Because I thought I was a generous guy.
Margi pikiran abdi nul somea.
But I began to understand that my human nature is such that I'm a little self-centered.
Abdi ngawitan ngartos yen abdi egois.
And that we must give to one another more than is required.
Sareng-sareng kada masihan kanu sanes ngalangkungan anu diperyogikeunana.
We need to give to our spouses more than is required in the relationship.
Urang perjoki masihan tanggapan urang langkung tibatan anu disuhunkeun tina hubungan.
To bless them and serve them.
Pangge ngaberkahan aranjeunna sareng ngalayanan aranjeunna.
How much more to God?
Kumadai kanggo Gusti.
How many of us give worship just enough that is required in the public meeting?
Prahiji di antawis urang masian penyembahan mung saukur anu diperyogikeun tina kabaktian umum.
We just give him what we think he deserves.
Urang masian ka anjeunna naon nuku urang diimut anjeunna pantes nginginkeun.
But I challenge you to give more than is required.
Ngapi nantang sarek kanggo masian langkung tibatan anu disuhunkeun.
I challenge you to be extravagant.
Ngapi nantang sarek supados luar biasa.
And lavish God.
Urang masian sagemblengna penyembahan ka Gusti.
The Bible says we're to love him with all our heart.
Alkitab nyaruskeun yen urang mikaasih anjeunna ku sapinuh hati.
That's intense worship.
Kita penyembahan nu saestu.
Not a little dabble, do you?
Tas mung olesan nu sakedik.
Worship is emotional. Or worshipers are emotional, pardon me.
Penyembah-penyembah kada sifat emosi.
The Bible says that we must love him with all our soul.
Alkitab nyaroskeun yen urang kedah mikanya anjeunna sapinuh jiwa urang.
I believe that includes our emotions.
Adi percantan ieu ngabuktikeun emosi-emosi urang.
The Lord delights in worship that's full of emotion.
Gusti pinga ku panyembah-panyembah di sarengan emosi.
Now our worship shouldn't be only based on emotion.
Dan penyembah sakedahna henteu mung dumasar kana emosi-emosi.
But it should be emotional.
Aing sakedahna gaduh sipat emosional. Naon maksudna?
Well, we don't worship just because we want to feel good about ourselves.
Prang tembung nyembah kumarki diri urang hoyong ngaraos nyaman.
We don't play music just to feel quiet and peaceful.
Prang tenabuh mung kumarki ngaraos tentrem sareng damai.
We don't beat the drums and play the guitars just so we can jump around and feel excited.
Prang tenabuh drum sareng ngagitar mung kumargi semangat.
Some of us are doing that.
Prajalmi ngalakukeun hal seperti itu.
Our motives are wrong.
Motivasi-motivasi urang nu lepat.
We don't do it to make us feel good.
Prang teu ngalakukeun nana kanggo ngadamel parasan
we
urang.
We dance and jump around because of what he
prang
did.
Prang sareng luncat ka sakuring kumarki naon anu didamel ku
anjeunna. He died and was buried.
Anjeunna pupus sareng di kurapkeun.
And he rose from the dead and he's coming back.
Anjeunna ku gadeui tina pupusna sareng anjeunna baris dongkap
deui. Therefore we celebrate him.
Kumarki eta urang ngarayakeun anjeunna.
And it doesn't matter how we feel about it.
Na soal kumaha perasaan urang.
It's for his benefit.
Ieu kangge kauntungan anjeunna.
And we give it to him.
Urang-urang masian eta kanggo anjeunna.
Now in our celebration,
ayeuna dina perayaan urang,
we can be emotional.
Urang tiasa jantan emosi.
We can speak with emotion.
Urang tiasa nyarios ku emosi.
We can sing with emotion.
Urang tiasa ngawih ku emosi.
We can play with emotion.
Urang tiasa ameng ku emosi.
We can dance with emotion.
Urang tiasa ngibing ku emosi.
We can clap with emotion.
Urang tiasa keprok ku emosi.
Why? Because he's the God among the gods.
Kunaon? Kumargi anjeunna teh Gusti di antawis sagala Gusti.
Glorious in holiness.
Mulia tina kasucian.
Fearful in praises.
Pantes pisan pikeun dipuji.
Doing wonders.
Adamal pada malam-malam anu ajaib.
So we can be emotional about it.
Dan orang tiasa emosi kumarki perkawis.
But we don't go for the excitement or the rush.
Yang orang tiasa ngalakukeunan supaya orang sumanget atanapi sibuk.
We do it because of who he is.
Orang ngalakukeun kumarki saha anjeunna teh.
And then worshipers are expressive.
Penyembah-penyembah ngungkapkeunana pinuh praosan.
Bible says we're to love him with all our strength.
Alkitab nyaroskeun yeun urang mikaasih anjeunna ku sapinuh kakuatan urang.
I believe our bodies are the source of our physical strength.
Adi percanten badan urang teh nyaeta sumberna kakuatan jasmani urang.
God is well pleased with those who praise him with their whole bodies.
Gusti Allah ngaraos senang kumaruci sagemblengna.
Remember Romans chapter 12 verse 1?
Roma pasal 12 ayat 1.
That we're to present our bodies to God as a sacrifice of worship.
Urang masihkeun salira urang salaku persembahan anu hirup.
The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, we won't read it.
Kita bakal nyarioskeun dina 1 Korinta 6 ayat 20 urang henteu
ngaosna. But it says we're to glorify God in our body.
Dicarioskeun di dinya urang ngamulyakeun Gusti ku awak urang.
We're to worship God in our body and with our bodies.
Urang nyembah Gusti teh ku sakebelengna urang.
Our bodies aren't necessarily evil.
Badan-badan urang ulah jahat.
In God's kingdom, He wants us to worship Him with our heart, mind, soul, and with our bodies as well.
Di kerajaan Allah, jenamika hoyong urang kanggo nyembah, ku hate, imutan, jiwa, sareng badan.
Then also, worshipers are focused.
Kalajengna oge urang kedah ngagaduhan tujuan utami.
We must love Him with all our mind.
Kami kasih anjenaku sapinu hate urang.
Sometimes there's not a lot going on in here during worship.
Kadang-kadang terseur kajantenan di dia salami penyembahan.
And God wants us to focus and concentrate on Him.
Dalam mikau yang orang kangge musatkan sarang konsentrasi.
The Bible says, "Love Him with all your mind."
Kita menyaruskan mikau asih anjana kedahku sapinu emutan.
See, love is the essence of worship.
Kanya teh intina tina penyembahan.
So worship Him with all your mind.
Dan sembah mantanaku sapinu imutan saderek.
Concentrate on Him.
Konsentrasi ke anjana.
Focus on Him.
Fokus ke anjana.
Gird up the loins of your mind and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ when you sing and praise Him.
Siapkan imutan sarang musatkan ka Yesus Kristus waktos muji.
Don't praise Him and then think about what you're going to eat later.
Lamuci anjana satresna kada imutan ngeunaan naon anu bade dituang ku saderek.
Hallelujah Jesus.
Hallelujah Yesus.
I'm hungry now.
Abdi lapar ayeuna.
You're not worshiping at that moment.
Saderek teu nuju nyembah waktos harita.
Your mind is wandering.
Imutan saderek nuju ngumbara waktos harita.
When you're not thinking about God, how can you say you're worshiping God?
Waktos saderek teu nuju ngemut ngeunaan Gusti kumaha saderek tiasa nyarios.
You're making the sounds of worship.
Saderek nuju nyalukeun hiji ha anu kadang
nyembah. You have the posture of worship.
Kabadan saderek nuju nyembah.
But your mind and heart are far from God.
Imutan sareng mana saderek tebih ti Gusti.
Then it's sounding brass and tinkling cymbal because there's no meaning in it.
Kita goong nu disada sareng kenong anu ngekencring kumarki kosong.
Because to love you have to mean.
Kanggo mikasih saderek kedah leres-leres. Mika asih.
So that's why in the Christian faith we don't have pictures of Jesus everywhere.
Kita margina kunaon di lebet iman Kristen urang henteu ngagaduhan iman Yesus di mana-mana.
We don't have idols of Jesus.
Urang henteu ngagaduhan berhala-berhala Yesus.
Because the Bible says God is spirit.
Alkitab nyaraskeun yen Gusti teh roh.
And so we worship Him the same way in spirit and truth.
Urang nyembah anjeunna ku cara anu sami di lebet roh sareng kebenaran.
And therefore we have to concentrate more than just looking at a statue.
Barkitu urang kedah langkung konsentrasi ti manan saukur ningali ka hiji patung.
And worshipers also initiate worship in others.
Penyarembah oge ngawitan tina diri jalmi anu sanes.
They are contagious.
Nyembahan teh nular.
Because of their abandonment to God and extravagant expressions.
Kumaha kebebasan aranjeunna ka Gusti sareng ungkapan-ungkapan nu luar biasa.
They ignite passion in others.
Aranjeunna ngahurungkeun gairah tina lebet diri jalmi sanes.
We all want to experience and express the worship that they do.
Macarana hoyong ngalaman sareng ngungkapkeun anu ku aranjeunna dilaksanakeun.
No matter whether your culture tells you to be quiet.
Teu masalah kana budaya saderek miwarang saderek kanggo cicing.
In your heart you see yourself dancing.
Dina mana saderek saderek ningali diri saderek nari.
You see, I grew up as a Dutchman.
Abdi diri agungkeun salaku saurang Walanda.
And I'm Mennonite.
Sareng saurang Mennonite.
That's my denomination, Christian denomination.
Ya, golongan abdi.
And I'm a quiet person.
Abdi jalmi cicingan.
I have three reasons why I should not praise the Lord.
Abdi kadu tilu alasan kunon abdi sakedahna henteu
muji. Extravagantly, that is.
Cara luar biasa.
Because Mennonites don't do that.
Abdi jalmi Mennonite henteu ngalakukan hal seperti itu.
Generally speaking, and also I'm a quiet person.
Mumna abdi teh jalmi cicingan.
So I keep to myself.
Enten gaduh pemandangan sapertos kitu.
And I'm Dutch.
Abdi urang Walanda.
My ethnic background.
Ya, kasang tukang etnis abdi.
And there's a saying among the Dutch.
Ya, paribasa di orang Walanda.
It's called Dutch treat.
Ya, disebut gaya Walanda.
That means you pay your way, I'll pay mine.
Artosnya tiap-tiap jalmi ngurus masalahna nyalira.
So you can tell that we're not very extravagant people.
Sadek tiasa nyarioskeun yen urang sanes jalmi anu luar biasa.
And so I have all these reasons why I shouldn't praise the Lord wholeheartedly.
Dan api kado alasan kunaon abdi henteu nyembah Gusti ku sapinuh hate.
But there are no excuse.
Neng ieu henteu tiasa janten alasan.
Because the Bible says to love him with all your heart.
Marga Alkitab nyaoskeun kanggo mikasi ajeuna ku sapinuh hate. Sareng ku sapinuh
imah saderek.
Sapinuh jiwa saderek.
And all your strength.
Sareng ku sapinuh kakuatan saderek.
And that makes worship contagious.
Kita naon ngadambel penyembahan nular ke jami sanes. Ieu ngabersihan aranjeuna.
It makes them uncomfortable.
Yang ada aranjeuna henteu tentrem.
If we all would worship God in freedom,
pamaya urang sadayana nyembah Gusti sacara bebas,
it wouldn't be a problem, would it?
Ieu moal janten masalah.
Amen.
Amin.
And worshipers have broken spirits.
Arang penyembahan ngagaduhan roh anu ancur.
They have tender spirits.
Aranjeuna ngagaduhan roh-roh anu tulus.
Psalm 51, 16 and 17.
Zabur 51 ayat 18 sareng 18.
You delight not in sacrifice, else would I give it. You find no pleasure in burnt offering.
Gusti sahayang kurban pencitan, atanapi di haturanan kurban beleman, otak oge Gusti teu hoyong.
My sacrifice, the sacrifice acceptable to God, is a broken spirit.
Tingurbankan hati anu pinuku karumasaan nun Allah.
A tender heart.
Iji hati anu tulus.
A heart of worship.
Di hati anu resep nyembah.
A heart of love.
Di hati anu mika asih.
You see, worship at its best is the expression of a total life.
Nyembah anu paling sae nya eta ungkapan tina kahirupan sautuhna.
Our worship is only as powerful as our lives.
Nyembah anu urang teh sami sareng kagiatan sapertos hirup urang.
That's why we as musicians don't turn on worship when we get on the platform.
Ya markeun kunaon salaku pamusik teu ngamimitan penyembahan di luhur panggung.
And then turn it off when we walk off the platform.
Dan teras ngeureunkeun waktu turun di panggung.
And that's why we as Christians don't turn on worship when we come into the church building.
Eta markeun urang seun teu ngamimitian penyembahan waktos ngawitan lebet ka gedong gereja.
And then never worship again the rest of the week.
Tang deui henteu pernah nyembah deui sapanjang minggu itu.
God wants us all to be worshipers.
Gusti Allah mika hoyong urang sadayana janten penyembah-penyembah.
Here's a test on how to see if you're a worshipper.
Ya, hiji tes kanggo urang terang maha saderek saurang penyembah.
Ask yourself this question.
Ajukeun patrosan ieu ka saderek nyalira.
How often do we worship the Lord during the day?
Kumaha sering abdi nyembah Gusti sapanjang dinten?
How good are we about praising God in bad times?
Umasaina urang muji Gusti tina waktos-waktos anu kirang tumanina.
Can you think of a relative, a friend or an acquaintance who praises the Lord in all things?
Kasan teu saderek ngemutan wargi rencangan atanapi kenalan anu muji Gusti tina sadaya perkawis?
See, some of us think that we're really good worshipers.
Tinga di antawis urang anu leres-leres saurang penyembah anu sae.
We really bless God.
Urang leres pamuji anu sae.
He's really proud of us.
Anjeuna ngaras agul ka urang.
But that may be in the public meeting.
Anging ieu mungkin di lebet kabaktian.
But how do you become a worshipper is you develop a lifestyle.
Masadek janten saurang penyembah nyaeta saderek kembangkeun hiji gaya hirup.
Of walking with God.
Apa sareng Gusti.
Praying to God.
Doa ka Gusti.
Singing to God.
Nyanyi kanggo Gusti.
Do you sing only when you're in the church building?
Saderek nyanyi mung waktu saderek aya di lebet gedong gereja.
Or do you sing in the traffic and out in the bush?
Kanapi saderek nyanyi dina karamean lalu lintas sareng di rungkun-rungkun.
That's a worshipper.
Eta teh saurang penyembah.
I'd like to give you an assignment.
Abdi bade masian saderek tugas.
Make a list of your priorities as a believer and show us where worship fits.
Daftarkan prioritas saderek salaku jalmi percanten sareng tunjukkeun di mana cicingna penyembah dina daftar eta.
How important is worship to you?
Penting pisan penyembahan kanggo saderek.
Make a conscious effort also to worship the Lord all day in every situation.
Kudu ngahaja diusahakeun oge kanggo nyembah Gusti sapanjang hate dina setiap kaayaan.
And not just on weekends.
Nah, semong kanggo setiap akhir minggu.
Make it an effort.
Cahakeun.
And I pray that God would give you revelation in what it is to be a worshipper.
Tapi ngadoa supaya Gusti badhe masihan satere kiji wahyu sapertos kumaha janten saurang penyembah.
And not just do worship.
Sareng mung saukur ngalaksanakeun penyembahan.
I really feel impressed of the Lord to pray for you.
Tapi ngadoa saleres digerakkeun ku Gusti kanggo ngadoa kanggo satere.
Lord Jesus.
Gusti Yesus.
I pray for every person watching this video.
Abdi ngadoa kanggo setiap jalmi nu nuju nyaksikeun ieu video.
Every person watching right now.
Setiap jalmi nu nyaksikeun dina.
May your presence and your power come to them.
Tubas kaayaan Gusti sareng kawasa Gusti lumungsur ka arancana.
And touch their heart.
Sareng ngajamah manah arancana.
And transform them into wholehearted worshipers.
Sareng ngarobah arancana janten penyembah sapinuh hate.
Make us the worshipers that bring you pleasure.
Hanturkeun abdi sadaya penyembah anu nyenangkeun salira.
Make us the worshipers that give you glory and honor.
Hanturkeun abdi sadaya penyembah anu ngamulyakeun sareng ngahormat ka salira.
Make us the worshipers that will show forth the praises of our God.
Hanturkeun abdi sadaya penyembah anu bade mintonkeun pujian ngeunaan Gusti abdi.
Help us be wholehearted.
Tulungan abdi ngalaksanakeun ku sapinuh manah.
Help us love you with all of our mind.
Tulungan abdi sadaya kanggo mikasih salira ku sapinuh imutan.
With all our emotions.
Ku sadaya perasaan abdi.
And with all our strength.
Sareng ku sapinuhna kakiatan abdi.
Help us not be shy and timid.
Tulungan abdi sadaya supados henteu sieun sareng isin.
But help us be proud to identify with you in public worship.
Tulungan abdi sadaya kanggo ngaraoskeun bangga ngenalkeun salira tina penyembahan jemaah.
And in effect say, Jesus changed my life and I will praise him even more.
Ibaratnya Rios keun Yesus parantos ngarubah hidup abdi sareng muji anjeunna langkung sareng.
Let a renewal of worship come to every congregation.
Hiji perubahan penyembahan kajantenan dina setiap kongregasi.
Every family.
Tiap kulawarga.
And every nation.
Ugi setiap bangsa.
I pray in Jesus name.
Abdi ngadoa di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
God bless you. I pray that the glory of God and the presence of God would visit you as you worship him as a lifestyle.
Singa berkan saderek abdi ngadoa kanggo kampuyan Gusti sareng hadirat Allah bade nyarengan saderek waktu saderek nyembah anjeunna salaku hiji gaya hirup. Amin.